is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, blissed. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Hey, am I blissed? I've already been in town, done a lecture to a local group, and back for this.
Wait, you've done a lecture already?
Yeah, at 6:30 this morning at the Presbyterian Church.
What did you teach them, Dr. Sheely? I didn't know about that.
I taught about health and longevity.
Wow, that's great. By the way, I have received so many compliments about the meetup on Monday. You were at the meetup on Monday, and what the comments I heard were how succinct and what a great presentation that you gave on preparedness, Dr. Sheely style. And I was thinking that if we could go through some of that during the 2 hours that we have this morning, that would be great. But that's really neat. So what can you give us some of the highlights of your presentation this morning?
Well, it's the highlights of my life in general and what I've been preaching for 40 years. Basically, in my opinion, longevity is not important. Health is. Because if you're not healthy, you're not enjoying anything and you're not doing anything worthwhile.
Yeah, that's absolutely
true.
So
we talked about what is essential in order to be healthy, and of course it's the basic things. You go about you have to be at least as thin as you and me, right? S index, somewhere between 18 and 24.
Mm-hmm.
You have to not smoke, common sense in itself. You have to eat at least 5 or 6 servings of fruits and vegetables a day, and exercise a minimum 30 minutes, 5 days a week. I call that barely breathing exercise.
Right.
And of course, sleep 7 or 8 hours a night. Otherwise, there's no way you can be healthy, and you're preparing yourself for premature death.
You know, it's really interesting that you said longevity is not important, health is. And you're absolutely right. If you're not healthy, but you live a long time, you're sentencing yourself to an awful sentence. I mean, you really are.
Well, and of course, the important thing is that, you know, there's only one purpose in life, and that's to take care of yourself and others, period, end of report.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else is important. And so I looked at why so many people are not healthy, and basically 97% of people are not healthy because they don't have the essential habits and they're not interested in them. And that all goes back to a common cause, Vince. And you know what that is?
Yes, go ahead.
Conscientiousness. If you're not orderly and prepared and ready for it, well, you're going to recycle early and have a hard time doing it sometimes. It's that simple. And why aren't people more interested? Well, that comes to the big cause, lack of oxytocin. And what is the lack of oxytocin? Well, it comes from an unhealthy, a stressful pregnancy, or delivery, or major trauma in the first 7 years of life. It's that simple. But there's an antidote, and guess what it is?
I would have to say that would be bliss.
Air bliss. You've got it. It is the antidote for most problems. It's wonderful. So that was really what my talk was about. And interestingly, by the way, There's a group of men at the Presbyterian church in town, and this little group has been meeting for 50 years.
Wow.
And obviously there's some flux and in and out, but of course all of my men attending this particular group were what we might call seniors.
Okay.
But it's
and so they... So they are really interested in being as healthy as they possibly can become right now, because the rest of the journey, boy, why make it miserable? You know, I see people as I go through town, as I drive, obviously unhealthy, and I can't figure out in my mind if they are just lazy in their habits, lazy in their lifestyle, or they're just uneducated about what they need to do, or a combination of both.
All of the above. All of the above. Most of the time.
Yeah. Boy, I don't know. I really don't know. You know, after this broadcast, Dr. Shelia, in about an hour and 45 minutes, I am going to be hopping on a tractor, and I'm going to be spending till nighttime, or just until it just starts to get dark, mowing hay. I mean, that's what I'm going to do. I've got this 100-horsepower tractor and about a 9-foot mower, and I'm going to be cutting hay nonstop, and I'm looking forward to it. I mean, when I got up this morning, I was grinning from ear to ear. I was thinking, I'm going to be on with Dr. Shelia this morning. The afternoon is going to be dedicated to farming. I am delighted, happy, looking forward to life, the challenges, and all the stuff that I'm going to break during the day, you know, with the hay mower, and all the things that I know can go wrong. I'm expecting some of those things to go wrong. It's not going to be a piece of cake. It's going to be challenging, but I'm looking forward to it. I really am. I cannot explain it. I got a call one day from my college roommate. I hadn't talked to this particular roommate in many, many years, maybe 15 years, maybe 20 years. And he said, Vinny, you know, I remember you as a guy who only did what you wanted to do. And of all the people I know, you're the only guy that only did what you wanted to do. Nobody told you what to do because you wouldn't stand for it. No one pushed you around and told you what to do. And maybe that's why I'm so happy, Dr. Shelia. And it's not that I put my feet up and watch TV and eat bonbons. That's not it at all. I don't know how to take a vacation. I think I have a serious allergy to taking a vacation. But, you know, I work very, very hard, but that's because I want to.
Well, of course. And you know, people might think that, quote, sitting on a tractor is not exercise. As my wife said many, many years ago, the people who designed tractors obviously never rode on one. Because they're not exactly luxury vehicles, no matter how good they might look.
Yeah. Well, mine's pretty old. Mine's a 1984 or 85 model. It's a John Deere 2950. It's a big tractor, but when you know, and it has power steering and it has air conditioning. You know, minimal air conditioning because it's really, really hot out there. You know, it might be 80 degrees with the air conditioning on in the tractor. But what's tough about it is you have to look out for small animals. You know, you don't want to run over the rabbits and the turtles and the deer and the calves that get in the fields by accident or wander in there. You don't want to slice them up because, you know, it's easy to do. So it's a lot of mental concentration, a lot of agility, because you're looking always forward, backward, left, right, and, you know, you're listening to the sounds. It's not like you put earbuds on and listen to music and just, you know, totally put your mind in park. That is not it. It's like, you know what it's like? It's like running a NASCAR race. That's what it's like.
Well, that's right.
It really is.
Even getting on and off the tractor is more exercise than many people get a day. And how many times would you think you get on and off the tractor during the day?
Well, I would say at least when I'm bailing today, I expect I'm going to be getting on and off at least 30 times. And it's it's 4 steps to climb up into the tractor.
So that's like climbing 120 steps in a stairway.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's all kinds of other things. The point I'm getting at is you don't have to do something artificial if you don't want to get exercise. You can just stand up, and if you really want to do the simplest thing at all, go to look at Bouncing with Dr. Sheely on YouTube. And you can just stand in place and bend your knees and raise your arms up and down, and you get plenty of exercise. Now, you need a minimum of 30 minutes a day of that. But if you watch the tube, which, of course, I can't imagine sitting 30 minutes doing that in front of the television, but it's better than sitting, it would give you at least the minimum exercise you need to keep your heart healthy and your body mobile. So I'm a big believer in finding a way to do what you want to do.
I can almost imagine being put in a torture room and someone saying, okay, we're going to turn on, if you don't tell us, we're going to turn the TV on. and then me saying, no way, there's no way I'm going to tell you. And then they turn the TV on, I go, what do you want to know? TV's torture to me. Absolutely. Oh, geez. Dr. Sheely, we were at Ziggy's Monday night. You were there. And they have, I think, about 8 televisions in this glass walled-off area where they have 7 or 8 bar stools. And if you want a beer or if you're just lonely and you want to, you know, sit next to the waitress or the servers there and chat for a few minutes, you can do that. Well, they have these TVs up maybe overhead, and you can see them through the glass wall where we are in the restaurant. Well, one of our instructors was so outraged at what was going on the television, and we couldn't hear it because it's behind a glass wall. She was so outraged at the mindlessness and at the innuendo on the television screen that she went over there and, you know, demanded that they turn it off because it was so offensive to her. And this is just over the air mainstream television, and it's horrible. And that is what is programming us. And there are these endless contests of, you know, who wants to be whatever, who Dancing with the Stars. It's just unbelievable what people are watching. It makes me wonder how we're ever going to get through to the other side of this mess we're in. Dr. Norman Sheely is with us. I'm Vin Finelli. I've got a whole bunch of questions for Dr. Sheely. And I want to know about skin color, hair color, and predisposition to diseases. This is USAPrepares.com. Dr. Norman Sheely, normsheely.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, and Dr. Shealy, there are redheads and blondes and brunettes and people with very dark hair. And is there a link between disease and hair color? What I'm saying is, based on hair color and maybe origin, ethnicity, are there some diseases that are linked to our heritage?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the important question, yes. There are genetic predispositions. And mm-hmm. according to some people, about 25% of illnesses are the result of genetics. The good news about that is that most of the time, those genetic predispositions can be avoided if you have basic good health habits. And let's give you an example.
Yeah, okay.
My sister
sure.
died at age 58 of diabetes, but she was fat from age 2.5 on. She wouldn't take care of herself. On my mother's side of the family, my father's side of the family, I have 10 cousins, all of who have diabetes. They're all fat. I don't have diabetes. I have a genetic, certainly predisposition with a number in my family, but I'm not likely to get diabetes because I'm not fat. Now, 1 or 2% of people could develop adult diabetes without being overweight. But that's you're probably reducing your chance from 25 to 1 or 2% by living a good life, healthy life.
And I try very hard not to eat certain foods. And let's talk about bacon for a second. Obviously, bacon is bad for you because of the nitrites and the nitrates. Once in a while, I will have it, but here's what I do, Dr. Shealy, and I'd love to hear your comments on this. What I do is I will boil the bacon. I'll separate the strips, and I'll put it in a pot of water, let's say a quart of water. Boil the bacon in the water to release the nitrates and the nitrites. Then I will pour out that water. And I don't pour it down the drain because it will cause a septic system problem. What I do is I pour off that water, believe it or not, into the, we have a stone driveway, and I just scatter it across the stone driveway. It evaporates, and then and that way the dogs don't try to eat the fat. Then you know, I just toss the whole pot of water out there. Then I do it again. I do it twice. And then I will cook the bacon in a traditional method. Do you think that, am I wasting my time? Because everybody says it doesn't taste like bacon as much as, you know, with all the nitrates and the salts in it. I mean, it is way less salty. What are your thoughts?
As a matter of fact, if you just take a gram of vitamin C a day, you don't need to worry about the nitrates and nitrites.
Really? Okay. Because I do take a...
Well, they help... prevent the negative effects. And besides, then your body may make them into nitric oxide. So I eat bacon, you know, maybe let's say a third of the time. I eat smoked sausage about a third of the time. And a third of the time I don't eat either. But I take 2 grams of vitamin C at least every day. And so I don't worry about that. Now, if you're not going to take plenty of vitamin C and you've got a lot of other bad habits, then probably it's worth doing what you do. But I think, I mean, I just cook it till the fat is essentially gone. It probably takes out with it many of the nitrates, too.
Okay. Very, very good. And we talked about the hair color. What about eye color, Dr. Shealy? Does eye color indicate anything? I'll tell you why I ask. My mom has greenish colored eyes. My dad had blue eyes. I have brown eyes. Now,
well, you got those from your father, by the way.
Okay.
Your mother's genes are pure blue. Your father's are half brown and half blue. Therefore, it came out green like mine. My mother had green eyes. My father had brown eyes, and I have green eyes. Those things are genetically predetermined. Now, people who have blue eyes and are blonde are prone to certain illnesses only because of their difficulty absorbing B12 as they mature.
Dr. Norman Shealy, let's talk more about that when we come back. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. Weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This can be slide in.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my
when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
I'm watching your video, Dr. Shealy. Bounce for Health by Dr. Norm Shealy. It's on YouTube. Bounce for Health by Dr. Norm Shealy. So there you are. You're bouncing. Are you at your farm doing that?
Right outside my house. Yep.
Yeah. It looks pretty lush, all green. Yeah. So, class, I'll post the link to that video, Bounce for Health by Dr. Norman Shealy. Probably a little later during the broadcast, during a commercial break, I'll see if I can post that. And I was given tools to do this by Ed Marvini. He was one of our listeners, you know, a class member, and he decided I needed a website that I could easily maintain. He built it for me and taught me how to use it over the air. That's Ed Marvini. So if you need help with building a website, he is certainly excellent at it, and there's a link to him. He has become an instructor, Ed Marvini. Page one, at the bottom of the page under instructors, Ed Marvini. And Dr. Shealy and I were talking about eye color, and I want to make sure I've got this right, Dr. Shealy. My eyes are brown. My dad's were blue, and my mom's were green.
Oh, your dad's the blues. And you know, well, your mother then, actually, then you got your brown ones from your mother's side. She has one blue gene and one brown gene.
Okay.
Her parents, now, theoretically, one of them would have had one brown gene and one of them a blue gene. You get gene, mm-hmm. You get green when you mix the two.
Okay. Now, my eyes seem to be stronger. I didn't need, I still don't need glasses except to read, and I'm 60 years old, and I believe my parents needed glasses, you know, way sooner than that. Now, is there a correlation between vision and eye color, or is the eye color itself irrelevant in terms of, you know, ability to see?
Yeah, I don't think that the eye color has anything to do with ability to see. The only major known association that I know is people with blue eyes and who have blonde hair are more prone to develop B12 deficiency after age 50 or 60. They don't they lose the ability to absorb the B12 in the stomach. But that's the only big one I know. There might be a few other, but not very common associations.
Well, I think my dad did have that probably at around the age you said, 55, 60, and I had to give him vitamin B injections to help him.
Yeah, well, my mother had green eyes, and she and her mother and her grandmother all developed problems with B12 absorption. Now, interestingly, I don't. But to a large extent, also, I also take methylcobalamin, methyl B12, as a sublingual every day and have for many years. So I think that's one thing that everybody could do that would certainly be helpful and never harmful.
Okay. So how, Dr. Shealy, what would be the reason why they would want to take it?
Well, it has many benefits. One of them, it protects you from Alzheimer's disease. That's the big one. Number two, it keeps your blood, your ability to make blood better. I mean, those are tremendously important things. In B12 is, you know, like all the B vitamins, but every one of them is essential. This is really what's important. A deficiency in any one of the essential nutrients, no matter whether it's any one of the Bs, B1, B2, B3, B6, B12, B5, all of them are essential, and missing one of them can cause all kinds of illness. The same is true of zinc and chromium and, you know, a whole wide variety. I mean, there's like 60 or 70 different nutrients that are absolutely essential, and if you don't get them, sooner or later you get in trouble. And, of course, that's one of the reasons that one of my number one recommendations for survival and to be prepared is to raise as much of your own food as possible. Because the food in grocery stores has been known for 40 years to be highly deficient in nutrients. Rahim Hall wrote a book back in the 70s called Food for Naught. It pointed out that many foods in the grocery store, fresh vegetables and fruits, are actually highly deficient in many nutrients. And I bet you that you get your cows extra magnesium.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, they die of something called grass staggers. Now, vegetable farmers, unfortunately, do not add magnesium necessarily to their soil. So you wind up with magnesium deficiency easily. 80% of people in this country are deficient in magnesium.
Well, you know, I didn't want this to seem like a commercial, Dr. Shealy, but every day when I get out of the shower, I'm just slightly damp. You know, I dry off with a towel. I'm still slightly damp, and I put magnesium lotion on my knees. And if I don't, I am in excruciating agony. I cannot sleep if I don't. A couple things I have to do. I was in a car crash when I was 11, and I had some surgery in my knees. And I've been taking cod liver oil, glucosamine chondroitin with MSM, and of course supplements, multivitamin and mineral supplements, and the magnesium lotion. And if I forget to take the magnesium lotion, I know it because my knees absolutely ache. And it's kind of like a miracle. It really is. So I want to share with you. And that's your invention.
Yes, it is. And I started studying magnesium almost 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. And originally, all my patients were given 10 shots IV because it'd get them up quickly. Mm-hmm. People don't like to have to take 10 IVs. And I learned about 15 years ago that it's absorbed through the skin better than it is through the mouth. Therefore, that's when I created the magnesium lotion. And the interesting thing about using it as a lotion, by the way, is it not only raises your magnesium level in your cells, which is where most of the magnesium is, inside, not in the blood, and it also raises DHEA, or dehydroepiandrosterone, which taking magnesium by mouth or even by IV does not raise your DHEA.
You mentioned through the skin, Dr. Shealy. One of our students, I was chatting with her at the meetup. I went outside. I saw her go outside to take a smoke during your presentation. And I went outside with her and I said, we have to stop this. You know, we've got to stop smoking. And she said she tried to stop and she did. And then she started up again and she said there's nothing that she has found that's more difficult to do than stopping the smoking habit. And we talked about it, and I mentioned to her that when I lived in Virginia, I bought a tobacco farm. It was a farm that was about 100 acres, 107 acres, and it had with it, when I bought it, a tobacco allotment. The government at that point controlled how much tobacco a person could a farm could grow. Well, I had a tobacco allotment of a few thousand pounds, and there was a farmer who was farming on that. So I let him continue farming the tobacco, and that would offset some of my taxes, my share of the revenue from the tobacco. Anyway, here's the interesting thing about that. When tobacco is planted, and an insecticide is used on the tobacco. I saw these signs on other farms. There's a reentry period of about 10 days. So once it's sprayed, you cannot go back into that field where the tobacco is for 10 days. And I explained that to her, that the insecticide is so toxic that you can't go in for 10 days. Then I explained to her that there was a farmer who was driving along the road, and he saw a bag of this white bag of stuff. It kind of looked like a bag of lime that fell off a truck and broke. And so a passerby stopped, saw it. There was another farmer. And so he went to the Soil and Water Conservation District people, and he said, look, there's this bag of insecticide on the side of the road. And so they called the EPA. The EPA came out with hazmat suits and a stainless steel drum, and they put the suits on the respirators, and they shoveled this white insecticide into this stainless steel drum. Then they sawed off the handle of the shovel, put the shovel in the drum, put the respirator and the hazmat suits in the drum, and sealed it all up. That's how dangerous this tobacco insecticide is. Now, what the point I was trying to make is, if someone smokes, they are smoking that.
Well, that's true. And you know, the two worst ones, I think, are cadmium and arsenic. Both of them highly, highly toxic. Interestingly, there's a couple of communities in Florida which have more arsenic in the water than any place else in the country. I don't know what they're spraying with there. But it has now been linked with pancreatic cancer, among other things. Mm-hmm. And it's like all these other things. It's like fluoride, for instance, just to mention one of the poisons, that a little bit, you know, don't kill you instantly. They do it slowly. But smokers, on average, die one pack a day 7 years earlier than non-smokers. So it's only 7 years off your life. But they're likely to be sick for 5 or 10 years before 7 years, you know. And it goes on and on. So tobacco and smoking are poison.
And this young lady is the sweetest, nicest person. She's such a hard worker. She's a carpenter, a Finnish carpenter. And I mean, she really works hard, heavy. She looks like she's in good physical condition. And she would love to quit. But she can't make herself quit. And, where I was going with this about the patch is she tried the smoking cessation patch, and she said she became violently ill by taking that patch.
Well, it's true. Some people, about half of smokers, are truly addicts, and their brain function is just that kind of thing. Now, I believe that if your auntie became a man overnight, that's how big the if is, if people would use Air Bliss and all the other non-smoking mental programs they can, it would help immensely, but I don't know that yet.
I'll tell you what, Dr. Shealy, I'm going to see her, I believe, on Monday, and I've got some Bliss, and we're going to find out. I'm going to give her some Bliss and see if it works for her. Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces the door's
armor's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled EZARMOR.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef. Last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at efoodsdirect.com/alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/alex.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Shealy is with us. NormSheely.com. NormSheely.com. Dr. Shealy. And we've been talking about smoking, and this lady who comes to the expo and also the meetups said it is the worst thing she's ever tried to quit. It's darn near impossible. And I believe her. I really believe that she wants to quit. She looked at the financial burden that this addiction causes, plus the health component. Do you believe that that it's engineered to make it so difficult for a person to quit?
I'm not sure about that, but it has been noted that the tobacco companies purposely increased the amount of nicotine in order to make it more addicting. That is unequivocal.
Mm-hmm. And what are the effects of nicotine? So if a person were to just take nicotine without the smoking, what would there be a sensation that their body would feel? Would they be able to say it absolutely does?
It's a narcotic. It's like heroin. It's that sensation of, oh, well, it doesn't matter. And it seems to boost energy at the same time. So it turns the motor into, brain-wise, feeling more calm. And actually, on the other hand, it makes people more nervous because they are then hypersensitive to additional stress. It's a very complex chemical, and it's very, very toxic. Now, at least the nicotine patches and the sublabels and stuff like that don't have some of the other carcinogens in them. They just have the narcotic poison.
Mm. What I've noticed throughout my life, I've seen people, and I don't smoke, but I've seen people who, when they get up in the morning, they have to have a cigarette.
Oh, yeah.
After they eat.
Sat on the edge of the bed and lighted a cigarette before he got out of bed.
And then after they have a meal, after breakfast, they have to have one. After lunch, they have to have one. After it seems to be they've gone through deprivation all night long, and they've got to have one first thing in the morning, and then right after they eat. Why do you know why that is, Dr. Shealy? Why it is after they eat?
Because anytime you take nicotine in, the body zaps it up so quickly that it's really gone within 10 or 15 minutes. So I suspect that when you eat, it, you know, further reminds you that you haven't had your fix recently.
Mm-hmm.
Now, many, I mean, chain smokers are very real. Not all smokers are chain smokers. They can get by with a pack a day instead of three packs a day.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when people tell me, well, I only smoke 10 a day, I say, well, can you be 10% pregnant?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a poison. Now, sure, 10 cigarettes a day is better than 20 or 60. But it's not good. There's nothing good about it.
I know a man who was very near death's door in Virginia. And he had bone cancer. And he attributed it to this nonstop smoking. Dr. Shealy, he was near death's door. He could hardly move. And I saw the most amazing thing. This man had a box of cigars. He could not smoke anymore because he was on oxygen. He took a box of cigars, small, inexpensive cigars, and he cut them into like 1-inch lengths. And he put them between his gums and the inside of his mouth. And he was absorbing the nicotine through the tissue in his mouth. He was that addicted. He could not stop. He couldn't smoke it because that would extinguish him virtually immediately. So he was sucking on cigars.
He took the slow boat to China instead of the fast one.
Yep. Dr. Shealy's with us. When we come back, I've got some requests for additional instructors to join us. I'll tell you what those specific categories are when we come back. So if you're interested, and Dr. Shealy and I are going to be talking more about health, and I've got a lot more questions for Dr. Norman Shealy. We'll be right back.
Move over organic. The Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.